So as you and I chug-a-lug away through life, it's honestly very easy to stop feeling for people who don't have what we have. It's honestly very easy to focus on our needs to the exclusion of those in desperate need. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Back in the 1970s, there was an advertisement for a drink called Clayton's. The idea was that if you wanted to go out drinking but not consume alcohol, you'd order a Clayton's. It's the drink you have when you're not having a drink. A catchy punchline. And so Clayton's became part of the vernacular. A Clayton's anything was something that looked real but wasn't. Make sense? More and more, as I see how we treat one another in the world today, I've started wondering whether somehow we imagine that it's possible to have a Clayton's person. Person who's really not a person at all. So for instance, a baby in its mother's womb, is that a Clayton's person? Or perhaps the street people and beggars that we walk around on the footpath, they're almost always smelly. Are they Clayton's people? Or maybe the workers in those factories across Asia who make the toys that our children play with and the clothes that we all wear, all for a few cents an hour. Are they Clayton's people? Jesus said this, Luke chapter 4, verses 18 and 19. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's chosen me to tell good news to the poor. He sent me to tell prisoners that they are free and to tell the blind that they can see again. He sent me to free those who've been treated badly and to announce that the time has come for the Lord to show his kindness." I wonder, as he looks around, does he see any Clayton's people on this earth? What do you think? That's God's Word, fresh for you today. God's Word has a powerful way of shaking us out of our selfish complacency, doesn't it? It may not always feel comfortable, but His Word is so loving, so true, so rich, and so empowering. And that's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional each day. A powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. It's completely free. Just stop by at christianityworks.com for instant access. That web address again is christianityworks.com.